What bothers me more, there are certain athletes that I think of, and on a sports sadness level, I feel like we as consumers and they as the individuals were robbed of what could have been their primes. Bo Jackson comes to mind, and he returned in baseball. He was never the same.
Never.
Hurting his hip the way he did, never returned to a football field. Derrick Rose is someone that I think of, like the litany of injuries.
Oh my
and
gosh.
He returned, but like it, and he made the best of it. You know what I mean? But it's almost impossible to have the Derrick Rose conversation without the woulda, coulda, shoulda. I think about Grant Hill and what he went through. And I look at
what
Clay
about
Thompson.
Penny Hardaway?
Penny Hardaway's a great one.
I mean, there's
Navarro Bowman.
Antonio McDice was a top three, top five pick out of Alabama. Knee injuries killed his career.
Amari Stoudemire.
Amari Stoudemire is another good one. There are so many examples like in basketball.
It's one thing, I think, to have an injury late in your career, you know, I mean, even Chris Webber had a big knee injury late.
Meniscus, but the Kings were rolling.
No doubt.
They may have been going to the finals. He was never the same.
I look at Clay. I mean, he was robbed of multiple years, robbed of the superpower of what made him so unique. He was an absolute Wolverine, Iron Man. And I'm sad for the guy. And I think that, you know, it's easy for all of us, like, accept what you are, accept what's happening. And I think it's a lot more difficult to be going through that in real time. And I think it's easy from afar to tell someone how to feel, how to adjust, how to accept. And I think it's a lot more difficult when you're the individual going through it. And I have tremendous empathy for him and all of these different athletes. And I know we're going to hear from a lot of people, like, what's your favorite moment? It's hard for me to not think of the moments with Klay Thompson and not go directly to Danny Green undercutting him the way that he did and basically changing the arc of his career for the worse. And it's one of the all-time, like, moments as a sports fan for me.
Well, being in that building for that moment, and Anthony Slater wrote a great article in The Athletic about Klay Thompson's return, and for three quarters, he talks about Game 6 of the 2019 NBA Finals. Klay Thompson was the best player on the floor. He was the best player on the floor. 30 points on 12 shots. Hit a shot from the Oracle Arena logo. I swear, he hit the shot right. Oracle's going crazy. On my laptop, I get an alert. Your flight to Toronto will be leaving such and such in one day. And when he hit the shot, I said, yeah, there will be a Game 7. This guy was in a zone. It was unlike anything else. And in that series, we never discussed this. Coming back from a hamstring strain, he missed one game, Game 3, had a hamstring strain, came back by Game 4. Game 5, Stephen Clay helped extend the series. I wasn't even in the building, Shasky. I was with Khalid Azubuki because they were like, hey, look, if the Raptors win, we can't run the postgame show for 30 minutes. ABC has it. So Papa and St. Jean are going to be in the building. I need you and Khalid to start the postgame show in a hotel room outside the arena. So I'm getting hustled out by Devin Fox out of the arena. And by the time we get up to the hotel room, we're like, wait a minute, how did the Warriors take the lead? So I didn't even see Clay and Steph go back to back to back and flip a game from a 6-point deficit to a 3-point lead. It's like, wait, we're going back to Oakland for Game 6? And so we get to these Game 6, and he comes out, he tears his knee up, and I'm thinking, boy, that's Clay. He never withers in pain on the court. Never.
J.R. Smith almost literally decapitated his knee backwards, and he came back like a day later.
I mean, a day later.
A couple years prior.
Yeah, no doubt. And then he comes out and hits the free throws. And I'm thinking, this guy's a savage.
Yeah.
And he tries to get back on defense, and Steve Kerr's like, no, your ACL's gone, homie. You can't play defense. But that just showed where his mind, he was trying to do anything it took to help this organization win a championship and three-peat and submit his legacy even further. And he was entering his prime. Then you think that he's all coming back. And then he tears his Achilles the same day James Wiseman gets drafted, number 2 overall by the Golden State Warriors. And I know players who were in that pickup game, and I've heard stories about the pickup game. They said Clay looked like the Clay, the two-way player. He was balling. However, he got clear for 5-on-5. He wasn't being watched by Rick Celebrini, so he decided to play 5-on-5, even though he was cleared. But he admitted he was about 10 pounds overweight. And the Achilles just went.
There's like a Shakespearean tragedy attached to Klay Thompson that I just, it's so hard. Like the other, like Bowman is someone that I think about a lot. Like was one of the greatest players I've ever seen. I'm not even saying that flippantly. Navarro Bowman was one of the best players I've ever seen, ever, play the position. I thought I was watching a first ballot Hall of Famer, and to hurt himself in that fashion, in that way, he's lucky to walk again. Like, Dave Dravecki is obviously a horrible, I mean, the whole Dravecki story for the older crowd, horrible, horrible. Clay is as bad as it gets, not named Dravecki and Navarro Bowman. In terms of Bay Area sports history, woulda, coulda, shoulda.
But you know what, though? We scoff at it, and we have over the last 2 years as a fan base. I don't think everybody has. I know I haven't, but collectively, he did come back and lead the league in May threes.
No doubt. I'm just saying.
He did come back and like, he's not the same player. No, like,
robbed Navarro of his Bowman, prime, I guess, is the way I would phrase it.
Because Navarro Bowman was borderline unplayable.
Well, he was okay for a couple weeks, and then...
It was done.
It was sad. It was very sad. He was completely done.
888-957-9570.